The top-selling author in the U.S. right now is a 42-year-old mother and former social worker. Colleen Hoover lives in the same small Texas town where she has spent practically her entire life. Hoover's romance-heavy reads are regular fixtures on bestseller lists. And NPR's Chloe Veltman caught up with Hoover around the launch of her latest novel, It Starts With Us.
Colleen Hoover tries her best to cling on to the trappings of ordinary life. Like so many of us, the author says she struggles to get out of bed in the mornings.
And I'm not a coffee person, so I just have to drag myself out of it.
She posts self-deprecating videos on social media in which she does goofy things like falling over on a moving escalator.
I totally did that on purpose.
And she gets a small thrill each time her sons do the laundry.
I'm not going to complain, you know, when my white towels turn pink.
But try as she might to keep things real, Hoover's life has taken an especially surreal turn lately.
This past year has been insane.
Anybody that you can think of as a heavy-hitting, best-selling author, she has outsold them all.
That's Kristen McLean. She's an analyst for the publishing industry sales tracking firm NPD Books.
She's outsold James Patterson. She's outsold John Grisham. She's outsold Stephen King.
McLean says nearly all of the 24 books Hoover has come out with over the past decade have been bestsellers. But she says the author's more recent rise to publishing megastardom has a lot to do with the love she started to get on social media during the stay-at-home days of the pandemic from an unexpected segment of the population.
Colleen Hoover's readers tend to skew younger. They tend to skew diverse. We really think it's a new kind of emerging readership.
This book is amazing! It really gives you a whole new perspective.
One of the author's new fans is social media influencer Kiara Lewis. In a video on TikTok, the 26-year-old Nashville resident sits in her car shaking and tearful as she brandishes a candy-colored Colleen Hoover paperback to her chest.
And this book, wow, wow.
Lewis, who's black, is among the thousands of mostly young, ethnically diverse social media influencers who regularly share videos of themselves responding to popular books. In an interview for this story, Lewis says the only books she'd ever read were self-help titles until she saw people recommending Hoover's 2014 romance Ugly Love on TikTok last summer. She says she decided to take a gamble on it after seeing copies for sale at Target for $10.
I read the book halfway through. I'm just like freaking out. I'm like, who would have thought reading could be enjoyable?
Lewis says she loves Hoover's books because they're a breeze to read.
So if you're definitely not into reading, you can pick it up and finish the book in like 2 days or less.
Hoover's popularity also stems from the wide variety of tropes and genres she draws on in her writing. In a recent essay, Slate books and culture columnist Laura Miller dubbed Hoover's books, quote, the everything bagels of popular fiction because of the author's catch-all approach.
If you want like a super dreamy romance, you can get that. If you want it to be pretty erotic, you can get that. And you can also get a big tearjerker.
Miller explains the author's stratospheric rise this way.
Her skill in promoting herself on social media and the sort of weird evangelical quality of her books that make people want to recommend them to other people. All that combined sort of reaches a mass audience.
Colleen Hoover says she was 5 years old and had just learned to write when she dashed off her first story.
And it was called Mystery Bob. It was about this guy who was looking for these 5 rings.
She continued to hone her writing skills in between doing schoolwork and tending the cows on her family's dairy farm in the small Texas town of Saltillo.
My sister and I had our own calves and we would feed those before we got ready for school.
She got a degree in social work, married her high school sweetheart, and had 3 kids. It was in 2011, while living in a trailer and working for Child Protection Services, that Hoover started writing her debut novel, Slammed. She self-published the young adult romance, set in the world of slam poetry, on Amazon. Hoover's mom, Vinoy Feit, remembers the weeks following its release.
She called me and she said, Mom, 6 people I don't even know bought my book. And I'm like, you are kidding. And then a couple weeks later, she said, Mom, 60 people bought my book. I think I can pay my light bill. I'm like, oh my God, Colleen, that's crazy. And then it just blew up from there, just blew up.
Hoover's new book, It Starts With Us, picks up from where her hit 2016 novel, It Ends With Us, left off.
I didn't save him. All I did was fall in love with him.
The sequel chronicles the fallout of an outspoken florist's marriage to an abusive neurosurgeon and her blossoming romance with a sensitive restaurateur.
Even the way he makes such intense eye contact while saying goodbye makes my stomach flip.
Hoover says she doesn't much enjoy writing sequels. She says she wrote It Starts With Us in response to lobbying from her fans.
I love standalones. That's what I'm drawn to.
For years, she's been passionately responsive to her readers. The author has been known to drop in on discussions about her novels on social media. And she says she spends more time autographing books on the average day than writing them.
I sign books probably an hour or two every day.
But the mounting pressure to engage has taken a toll on the author lately. She had to cancel her book tour as a result of health concerns, and she says she's behind on her next deadline. It's gotten to the point where she feels she needs to take a step back from the social media that has largely fueled her success.
I just try to stay away from social media as much as I can. I don't even have it on my phone, actually, any social media accounts right now.
Colleen Hoover says there definitely won't be a third book in this series. Then again, she admits, she said the same thing about the second one. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.